92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
No matter how hard you crunch the numbers and push human beings beyond their limits, and trust me, I've had some free time and I've tried it, there is a maximum number of packages that can be delivered in one day. These days, every neighborhood has streets crammed with delivery service vans blocking traffic, and that's because Americans are demanding more and more deliveries quicker. Honestly, the only thing that would make all of us happier at this point would be to have our purchases teleported to us within seconds of finishing the order. If it fits in a box or can be shrink-wrapped, we're buying it. And even restaurants don't seem to want us in their dining area anymore. Order it online, it'll show up at your house. Somebody will bring it. But that is a lot of stuff getting delivered every day, everywhere, in every neighborhood. Now warehouses are going vertical with 3, 4, 5 levels of inventory, and there's proposals to build some new ones as high as 20 stories, which will have automatic systems that move products down to the shipping floor. Amazon has poured several $1 million into the creation of their shipping system to achieve two-day and even next-day delivery, and most others aren't able to catch up. Personally, you all know, I really hate shopping, but deep down, I would rather go to a store and a restaurant, especially now, because there's fewer people getting in my way when I go there.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.